Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Lickety-split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
What a place to be at, right, where you're having to justify your 6-3 record rather than having to explain away your feeble winning percentage. And so the Bears are in a position here now where we all realize that in time, the schedule is going to stiffen and they're going to have to prove that they're this team that right now is on top of the NFC North tied with the Lions and inside the playoff picture.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
Rome Odunze's father, James Odunze, was on X last week being critical.
You said earlier that James Odunze was on X earlier this week. You meant the social media app, just to clarify that for our listeners. When you say he's on X, he was on the app formerly known as Twitter.
Dan Weeder.
Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Dan Weeder is sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. It's also brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Weedsy, thanks so much for joining us here. We appreciate you. This game strikes me as being fairly important if the Bears feel like what their record is, which is right now a playoff team. Considering the way that the back end of the schedule looks, how important would you say Sunday's game is?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's the back end of the schedule. It's the fact that it's another division game. It's the fact that this football team is going to have a very thin margin for error the rest of the way. I think that the wonderful part about all of this is that we are sort of all gearing up for a stretch of football where every single Sunday is going to be meaningful for the foreseeable future. And it's a great place for the Bears to be at. They're going to face an opponent that's going to be feisty, that's feeling a little bit desperate themselves, and they're going to have to play a full 60-minute game to be able to win this one.
How are you imagining the get-back or the get-right game for Ben Johnson here against a team he has lost to for his first time as Bears head coach?
Well, I think for Ben, you know, there is such a appealing chess match whenever he goes up against Brian Flores. And I think he's, you know, eager to take that test again. Obviously he's had a lot of success against him throughout the duration of his career calling plays. And that now you've got to figure out a way to kind of put yourself in position this week to win this football game. And so I think that they've been very, very good this year of understanding the purpose of each given week. That's why they're on a run here where they've won 6 of 7. And you hope that that can apply in a game Sunday. But again, like I don't think you can lean into the late game magic the way that they have every single week and expect to get away with it every single week. And so I think they're going to have to be sharp to make sure that they put themselves in a better position and not need a rally in the final 2 minutes if not necessary.
It's like you're reading ahead. We literally have a segment later on in the show on the chess match between the two coaches, and I'm looking forward to it too, because these are two really brilliant minds, one offense, one defense. And I don't even know if I necessarily want to say that Flores got the best out of them in the first game. Just things started to go sideways defensively for the Bears in that one, and that seemed to be more of the problem.
Well, here's what was fascinating about that first matchup is the Bears were expecting a ton of pressure, right? And Brian Flores is known for that. And yet in the first half of that football game in week one, they just sat back, you know, and they played a lot of coverage, and they kind of challenged the Bears to adjust. And the Bears weren't as quick to adjust as they had hoped to be. And that's the cool thing about both of these guys in the way that they call plays and the way that they plan. You've heard the word morph used by Ben Johnson a lot since he got here last winter. And part of that is being able to take each week and create a different identity that then strains your opponent. And when both sides are doing that, it becomes this really, really interesting game where you're like, okay, we know who you are, but are you who we think you are today? You know? And so then there's this whole back and forth where they're adjusting in game and trying to go through it. I thought Ben's comments earlier in the week about the mental fatigue of playing against this defense and this Brian Flores led attack was notable, because you have to be ready for what you're seeing and be able to react to what you're seeing for 70 snaps of a football game, every single snap. And so that readiness will be tested certainly on Sunday.
You got me thinking about whether Caleb Williams is ready, more ready now, and how he might handle if Brian Flores brings the house. I'm thinking about that one play in the game on Sunday where the blitz was right in his face, but he wasn't looking at it. He looked the other way first. And Greg Olsen live was saying, you got to recognize the blitz and then get ready to throw behind it. Is Caleb more ready to deal with that stuff now, or is that still a work in progress?
We'll find out. I think there's a lot of things with Caleb that are a work in progress. And, you know, I've been sort of on repeat throughout this week and saying, one of the things that I've loved here about the development of Caleb Williams is he's got two very important boxes checked. And it's one, he doesn't put the ball in harm's way a lot and doesn't turn the ball over frequently. And then the second one is just being able to take the football in the closing minutes of games and lead his team to victory. And so these are some really, really nice things to have as a quarterback as you're figuring everything else out, because there is a ton to figure out. And every time that we think he's figured one thing out, you get another reminder from the coaching staff of, okay, here's X, Y, and Z that's next on our list of becoming a top-tier quarterback in this league. And so there's a lot folded into that, and that's why it's such a fascinating position to play, and even more fascinating for us to analyze.
We were talking the other day about how we've noticed that on Wednesdays, Caleb is kind of spouting what Ben and he have talked about. Like, it's the message has gotten through, and they've watched the game together, and By Wednesday, Caleb usually sees the previous game the way that Ben sees it, you know? But what did you make of him this week talking about depth of target and talking about his processing the way that he did? Seemed to be a little more advanced in the way he discussed it, at least.
Well, so I'll say this at the start. He's not the only player that's sort of echoing sentiments that you also hear from the head coach. And it doesn't feel sort of forced by any of these players. And that to me is an indicator that your head coach is getting through. And that's a great thing. And again, it's one of the reasons this team has started to build the belief and started to build the momentum, because they're all speaking the same language. And when the coach says something, they trust it. And then they're able to not only parrot it, but then go out and execute it. And with Caleb, look, like, you know, again, there's a lot on his plate. And I think that there has been sort of this belief inside the building that if you can create this crystal clear communication, you know, now all of a sudden the constructive criticism can be accepted in a way that's very productive as you go week to week and trying to climb this staircase of being a top tier NFL quarterback. And so, look, I think Caleb has a greater understanding now than ever before in his life of how sophisticated this position is at this level, and how on your P's and Q's you have to be at all times to try to become one of the best. And so he's immersed in that process, and the play is, reflecting it in spots, and in other spots, it's reflective of a young quarterback who's still got a ways to go.
I don't know if I want to call this story a bombshell, but I was just kind of excited that Jalen Johnson was on track to get back in 21 days. And then to go from that to reading the injury report and seeing that he's questionable for Sunday, I was shocked by that. What was your reaction to it?
Well, the questionable tag part of this is ridiculous, if you ask me. There's zero chance that Jalen Johnson is playing a football game on Sunday. That would be one of the strangest developments that I've ever covered in the league. I won't say 0% because we know what this league is, but 0.1%. It was good to see Jalen moving around the building earlier in the week, and he was in the locker room. He came through, and we crossed paths, and he kind of gave me a fist bump on the shoulder. I'm like, man, he's moving around pretty good. And then this is quick, right? Like, you guys know him as well as anybody. He's a competitor. He's a guy who obviously knows how to attack what he needs in his world to try to get himself ready to play. I don't think it's going to be Sunday, obviously, but this is a huge moment for the Bears if they're able to get a player of his caliber in the mix, at least somewhere in the next 21 days, right, as the schedule starts to stiffen a little bit.
So you think the questionable designation is pure gamesmanship or what?
I like, how many football practices has Jalen Johnson had this calendar year? You know what I mean? Like, the last time that they brought him back, you know, he got out on the football field for 2+ quarters, and then he was down again because he re-aggravated an injury that now needed surgery. It would be stunning to me if you gave him a half a practice on a Friday and then all of a sudden played him in a game. It would probably be malpractice, to be honest with you, to try to do that. But so I don't know where they come up with the questionable designation on that one.
Why have the Vikings slumped?
Honestly, I think they're really struggling to figure out their quarterback position. And I think what's been interesting to me in talking to some folks this week is it's just an organization that hasn't been immersed in the quarterback development process the way we in Chicago have been for the last decade, right? They've kind of been using veterans for a long time. And now you've got a young guy who's going to take time and who's going to require patience. And he's kind of, you know, dropped into a 14-win team and told to, you know, keep this boat moving in the right direction, and then he gets hurt and he's in and out and he's got some youthful growing pains to go, and it just feels like there's a level of tension all around about what the quarterback development process actually is with a guy this young and this inexperienced. And I think that's where you would start with a lot of it. Now, look, defensively, as much praise and commendation as we throw at Brian Flores, they're not getting the takeaways this year the way they were a year ago. Their secondary has been a little bit thin and vulnerable, and so there's some vulnerabilities there. But I think it really does circle back to J.J. McCarthy and where he's at and where he needs to go and how long everybody, not only in the organization but in the Twin Cities, is willing to wait for that process to kind of unfold.
That's funny. That because we've spent the last 10 years of our life with young quarterbacks. And so when we hear like, oh, yeah, after the first 15, he struggles. And then at the end, sometimes he turns it on a little bit. We're like, well, yeah, that's kind of how it goes sometimes. Right.
And they haven't been here. You know, it's like the three first round quarterbacks in this century, really, that they've tried to develop. It's Dante Culpepper, It's Teddy Bridgewater, and then it's a guy who I was here for his time was Christian Ponder, you know, and so they haven't been in this, the way Chicago has been for the last, 9 years plus. And so it is kind of fascinating to see them squirm and be like, oh yeah, we know what that squirm is like.
Hey, we're Bears fans. We know how to struggle with young quarterbacks. Yeah.
Now looking
all quarterbacks, young, old, but it doesn't matter.
That's true. It's a good point. Very good point.
When I look at this matchup and I think about Nine or McCarthy, I do think that there are things that he can do that we saw be successful last week against the Bears. So what have the Bears said about kind of where they're at defensively and where they feel like they could tighten up?
Well, I think we would all like to see a little bit more heat from the pass rush. I do think that the recent signs of life from Montez Sweat have been very encouraging, and now you need to find some compliments to that. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson comes in here very recently, and now he's third on your team in sacks after playing two football games. And obviously Dennis Allen's found a route to turn him loose to make plays and has timed him up really well. And the sack obviously late in the game last week was a huge deal. But, I think you want to get more juice up front from your pass rush, and then you just want to be able to stabilize that pass defense a little bit more. And then obviously T.J. Edwards, I think, is a major component to making your run defense a little bit more sturdy. And so we'll see what his status is on Sunday, if he's able to go, how good he looks, and just kind of how he's able to play through a couple things that he's been dealing with in recent weeks.
Why is Tremaine Edmonds better in this system than he was the previous one?
You know, it's hard to say. I think that there's, because he's kind of moved roles around depending on whether TJ's in or out. And so I feel like he plays better when TJ's in. And you just have an opportunity there to kind of be free, and make the plays you can do with your range and your length and your athleticism. But I do think he's kind of dependent on TJ as well. The games that he's played really, really well, and TJ's usually there. So I think you kind of saw from Ben this morning when he's talking about the possibility of TJ returning, of Jalen coming back, of Kyler hopefully getting back. Like, there's an eagerness to see what this defense can be when they've got their full stable, and hopefully we get a chance to see that before the season's up, with this defense playing as whole as it can be. That would be a big deal, obviously, as they go into stretch run. That's going to be very important.
I made it through all 50 of the questions you posed on The Athletic about the rest of the season. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's arrogant to do 50, but they're all really good. Number 27, I liked. What do we make of Ben Johnson's ongoing calls for Williams to increase his comfort inside of a noisy pocket while also not looking to take away the quarterback's escapability or instincts? I feel like that's the big picture development in a nutshell right there. But I'll take you to a different section of it. What matchup in the second half intrigues you the most? There's some really good ones down the stretch, man. Which one has you thinking the most?
Just to be clear, I did not answer all 50 of those questions. So
I noticed.
The arrogance comes down a half a level just because I decided not to try to provide answers to all those. But I would say probably Philly for a lot of reasons. Number one, if you watched that game Monday night and you watched the brilliance of Vic Fangio making life miserable on an opposing offense, you're like, oh God, not only do you not want to take that test, you don't want to take it on a short week, which the Bears are going to have to do in a couple weeks. I think that's going to be a real measuring stick game on the road against an opponent of that caliber. So that's probably where I would go first, is just that really is going to give us a sense of where the Bears are and how far they might need to go.
Yeah, the last question is, are the Bears really a viable playoff team? I don't know.
Everyone's trying to answer that question.
Trying to figure it out right now.
What a question it is to answer, as opposed to who do you think they're going to take at number four in the draft?
It's nice.
You know what I mean? or what is the short list of coaching candidates look like for January? I mean, this is a much more fun place to be at with conversation, and so I think you guys are experiencing that. Certainly I am. Everybody in the locker room seems to be willing to engage a lot more than they were at this time a year ago. So what a great place for us to be at.
Yeah, they're not just in the hunt. They're in the playoffs if the playoffs started this weekend.
Yes, correct. Yes, and yet when you look at the odds, they're not favored to stay there. And
no.
So you realize, you're on this high wire up here and one misstep and you might be plummeting. And so they're aware of that. They've got a coaching staff that keeps every single position group aware of that sort of high wire act that they're on, and we'll see which way they go, particularly this weekend in a game that means a lot, as you guys said.
Weedsy, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for being on the show.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.